Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
This holiday season, Lexus wants you to remember. It's not just the thought that counts. It's your thought. Because no matter how much time you spend picking out the perfect gift, the only thing they'll really care about is that it's from you. Here's to experiences they'll continue to cherish. Season after season. Make this December one to remember. Together. Click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Salcedo Storm Podcast.
I give credit where credit is due. And even though I am a newsmaxer, meaning the Chris Salcedo show is on Newsmax, I can still give credit to Fox when they do a good thing. And they have done a good thing, folks. If you have listened to the Chris Salcedo show, either incarnation on radio or on Newsmax, if you've listened to this podcast, we just recently had Betsy DeVos on. You know that I view the genesis of a great deal of this country's problems is from GovEd. It's the greatest mistake we ever made as adults, as a nation, was allowing our government to educate our children. Let me illustrate what I mean. Fox News compiled this list from libs of TikTok. And again, libs of TikTok are doing God's work, highlighting using their own posts who these people are and the harm they want to do to you and your family. A teacher in Baltimore, Maryland, celebrated indoctrinating students while dancing in a post on TikTok. Put the taxes in the bag, the teacher's post on TikTok said, as the middle school Spanish teacher jovially danced. The teacher was responding to criticism of using a song in which she lip-synced F up on your B in a video adorning her classroom in Pride materials. Fox News Digital identified the teacher as Alexa Shudo, who works at Pine Grove Middle School in Baltimore County, in that school district. Baltimore County School District. Shudo responded to a user who said, "None of this is what education is supposed to be about. Reading, writing, arithmetic. Why are you so effing hell-bent on indoctrinating our children? And you should see this degenerate, just a complete freak show." She said, "I just got fired for indoctrinating my students." Psych, the next clip showed. Still employed, she said, "Put the taxes in the bag. Y'all never take me alive," she added. The clip also featured a GIF of money falling and an arrow pointing to which it said, "Your taxes." So this leftist knows that she can take our money against our will because of degenerate politicians who force that money out of our pockets and into hers. And she loves to indoctrinate our kids, and she's celebrating it. Shudo has, on another occasion, claimed that professionalism is a patriarchal and white supremacist myth. Fox News Digital reached out to the district for comment, but did not receive comment. Oh, really? Really, I wouldn't want to own that lunatic either. Teachers from other states have bragged about indoctrinating kids. A Texas middle school teacher by the name of Kelsey McCracken bragged about indoctrinating students on TikTok while interrogating each of her classes about whether they believed a non-binary identity made them uncomfortable. According to Fox News Digital, Kelsey McCracken is featured is a female, evidently a female, but tries to present herself as non-binary because she's an idiot. Republican Governor Greg Abbott responding to the story on McCracken, stating, quote, "Our schools are for education, not indoctrination," end quote. He went on further to say, "We will put a stop to this nonsense in the upcoming legislative session. Schools must get back to fundamentals, stop pushing woke agendas. We will pass laws to get it done," he said. Well, frankly, the only laws I want to see, Governor Greg Abbott, are laws that give parents a choice. Because I can guarantee you, the minute a child, or a parent rather, has the choice whether to remove their child from the presence of Kelsey McCracken, they will do so because they love their kids more than insanity. Another teacher, Nairobi Colon, also bragged about indoctrinating students. Colon, who is an art teacher, works in the KIPP charter school system in New Jersey, posted videos responding to critical comments from users who accuse the educator of grooming students with gender ideology, which of course is what she's doing. Colon responded to critics by interviewing and recording fourth grade students, on the educator's non-binary they-them pronouns, and posted the videos on a public TikTok account over the course of several months, mocking parents. They're my kids. They're not yours. They belong to the state. They're not yours, say these left-wing lunatics. You know what, folks? So long as they're doing it on their money and their time, I'm fine with all that. You can go be a moron all you want, but not with my kids. Any legislator who stands in the way of parental school choice, removing the power out of the hands of these self-admitted indoctrinators, any politician that wants to continue to enslave parents and children to this backward, idiotic system is an enemy of those parents and of those students. And as if the indoctrination wasn't bad enough, left-wingers don't want to protect our kids inside of government-run schools. We talk about that next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Jared Weisfield is a CEO of Objective Entertainment, full service, a literary agency that represents over 250 authors. Jared, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me.
So I'm going to have to set this up because what you do is not the reason why you're on, by the way, I'm glad that you represent authors out there. But the reason why you're on is because you have taken on an issue, which I believe, regardless of what every parent is doing and has to subject their kids to GovEd, you have taken on an issue that is every parent's issue, which is school security. How does a guy with your background get involved in that?
Because the most important, first of all, this is the first radio interview I've done so far.
Wow.
It's because I'm a fan of yours, Chris.
Well, thank you. Thank you, man. So
basically, kids are all we have, right? The only it should be a non-political issue, is that our kids should be safe. Police in schools, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And people in America, some of them just don't want to believe that. So 50 million children go to school every day in the United States, public and private. 3 million people get on airplanes. Yet 3 million people go through TSA, and 50 million kids go to school every day, and parents are wondering if they're going to come home alive. So I believe that I have a voice, and I need to go out there, and I need to tell people, hey, listen, this is what's going on in your school. This is how you make a difference. Let's protect our children.
Well, you had an interaction with your child's school board, and because you were worried, you're a parent, you're openly worried about their security. How'd that all go down?
So at a school in our town, it was actually not my children that were involved, but at a school in our town, a child brought a weapon to school that morning, stayed in school. Later on that day, he had a weapon in school. It was confiscated. Later on that day, he had a pencil, and he was jabbing a girl with the pencil.
Wow. What?
Then he proceeded to not stop. They asked the teacher to stop. And then another child said, hey, man, can you please leave her alone? And the kid proceeded to write on a piece of paper, kill this kid, kill that kid. Right?
Good grief.
And it wasn't until the next day when they found that piece of paper. Right? Now, mind you, this kid's still in school. Right? The next day they find the piece of paper. Kid's still in school.
Good grief.
Now they never notified one of the parents at all. The parent found out from their child. And the school literally, it took 7 days for that kid to be removed from school. And the only reason why the kid was removed from school was because the police did the job that the school superintendent wouldn't, which is like make the kid safe. So
wow.
7 days, 7 days, the kid, oh, and by the way, the superintendent called the weapon an item. Now, when I say box cutter, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
9/11.
Okay. So how could a box cutter be considered an item in a school? It's not like this kid was working at an Amazon warehouse.
Right.
So that's an item to them. And what do you think they called the kill list? They called it a statement. The kid was making a statement. And now they're saying that it wasn't a kill list. It was a bucket list that said kill this person, kill that person, which is worse because now the kid is saying he wants to do it before he dies.
Oh, my Lord.
So, I mean, the school did nothing. It took me and my wife 7 days to make our voices be heard behind the scenes for the police. The only ones that care about children in my town, in the Board of Ed, besides the board president,
right,
to do something about it.
Good.
And I even offered to spend my own money
to get them
a school security app.
Well, wait,
and
I'm going to get...
turned it down because of equity.
I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that because I want you to explain that. Jared Weisfeld is our guest, folks. He's the CEO of Objective Entertainment. It's a full-service literary agency that represents over 250 authors. So that's, I want you to expand. You got up in front of this GovEd school board and said, look, our kids are not safe. I want to pay for a security app for this school district or for this school. And they said what?
Well, so basically I had, before that happened, I had Lori Alabas, who lost her child to Parkland and created Alyssa's Law, I had her speak to the chief of police.
Mm-hmm.
I also had Wayne Black speak to the chief of police, the superintendent, sergeants, captains, the president of the school board. And he was telling them things that, you know, they could use to keep them safe. It was very cheap and minimal.
Right.
Now, mind you, we have one SRO officer for six schools. So I don't know how one person can be in six places at once. And the school budget is $60 million, and we give the police department $25,000 a year for an SRO officer.
Good grief.
So they told us suggestions that would work. And there was $18 walkie-talkies, or there was an app that was $3,500. So in the room, I said, is this a budget issue, or is this I don't want it issue? And they said, no, we want it. I was like, okay, you want it? Huh. And you can't afford it. They said, no. I said, how about we do a pilot program, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay for it for a year, and if it works, you roll it out everywhere to the schools, right? And then I came back about 2 days later, and I said to them, you know what, a week later, I was like, let's not go with the walkie-talkies, because, you know, they're going to break, they're not going to be used. But everybody always has a phone on them with an app. So just so you know, this app, if you push a button that says, let's say, active shooter, it goes directly to the police. They know exactly where you are in a room, and it gives them live video feed, so they have extra intelligence. If there's a fire in the school, you push a button. It knows exactly where the fire is. There's an emergency with EMT, you push a button. It knows exactly where to go. It saves lives. Time saves lives. That's
exactly.
What people don't realize.
Exactly.
So they denied the pilot program app because it wasn't equitable. Right?
Because of equity.
Because of equity. And they don't realize it took my equity to create, me offering my equity to solve a problem that they couldn't solve on their own because of equity.
Right. So folks, just so you understand, we have a concerned citizen who was offering to take the expense on for a year as a pilot program in one of the schools. And the school said, well, if we can't do it for everybody, if we can't make everybody safer with this app, then we're not going to do it for just one school as a part of a pilot program.
It gets crazier, Chris.
Go ahead.
Crazier. So I said to them, and listen, if you come back and you can't get the funding for the app, and you come back and you tell me that the app isn't, you know, the app's working tremendously, but you can't get the budget for the other schools, but that you feel as though if you lose this app that you're going to have, you know, you're going to have issues, I'll pay for years 2 and 3. I said, I'll pay for it. If you tell me lives are going to be saved, I'll pay for it. But you guys need to get your act together. And I said, though, however, if the pilot program's rolled out everywhere, like, I'm not paying for it.
Right.
You guys need to pay for every school, you know, yourselves. But they turned me down. So what did I do? I teamed up with a college that has a program where parents, teachers, and educators can take a class and learn about school security on their own, preventative school security. And I paid for my entire town to be able to take that class.
Well, you know what, man? The important thing, according to GovEd, was that they were able to divert all of the taxpayer funds to their particular cronies, to their left-wing cronies, that their exorbitant salaries were paid. And of course, as is always the case, our kids are the last consideration in GovEd. I want to play something for you. This is Beijing Biden's new brain. Her name is Karine Jean-Pierre, and she's articulating the Democrat position on school security. Listen.
And when it comes to schools, and I don't know what he said specifically about schools. I know there's been conversation about hardening schools. That is not something that he believes in.
Joe Biden doesn't believe in hardening schools and making it harder for criminals to do harm to our children. When you hear that the Democrat Party's official position is they oppose hardening our schools, what is your reaction, sir?
I just burped in my mouth.
Yeah.
My reaction is I can't believe that somebody actually just said that. He's against hardening our schools. We keep them soft. Is that what he wants to do?
Yeah.
Then every time there's a school shooting, he shouldn't show up at that school. He didn't want to protect those kids. He shouldn't show up. He should stay home. Go to Delaware, wherever he wants to go. Is the only thing that's important in it. You have to protect our future generation. Without our future generation, I don't understand. Kids should not be afraid to go to school.
I know.
300,000 kids are affected by school shootings.
I know.
300,000. There's no reason why children should feel unsafe at school. It's de minimis costs. We spend whatever it is, billions of dollars to the Ukraine, right? But that money could harden every school in the U.S.
Yep.
We need to get our priorities straight. While I feel bad for the Ukrainian people, you know, I don't want our kids to get hurt.
Well, there are a lot of other funding sources that we could use. Maybe we don't pay these superintendents, you know, $500,000, $600,000 a year. Maybe we stop this top-down, government-centered BS approach, and we make every administration justify taking money out of the classroom and the safety of the kids. That's our first priority. And then you're going to have to justify your superintendent's salary. Individuals who don't even step foot in the classroom have to justify their salaries. Again, I think
Now, Chris, it gets a little crazier.
Okay.
It's crazier. The superintendent was so pissed that article came out and it was fair and balanced. Literally only told the facts. That she decided, you know what? I don't like what this parent did. So she leaked my emails unredacted to the press and said where my children go to school.
Oh, my Lord. She doxed you?
Yes, to the press.
I would.
Let me ask you a question. Why does she still have a job?
Right. Exactly. She's betrayed the public trust. But again, I'll give you a story just so you have it. Here in the great state of Texas, our governor gave a lawful executive order saying that school districts cannot force masks onto children against the will of the parents. And school districts did it anyway. They openly defied a lawful order given by the sitting governor of the state of Texas. Why? Because they know they get our money anyway. And Jared, I would suggest to you that when there is parental school choice, districts will not have this freedom to do whatever the hell they want to our kids and to our communities. Jared Weisfeld, folks, he's the CEO of Objective Entertainment, full service literary agency that represents over 250 authors. Glad you're standing in the breach, my friend. And please keep us posted as to your efforts.
Thank you. Nobody scares me. I'll do whatever I have to protect the children. They can try and bully me all they want. It's not going to work.
Right on, man. Best of luck and keep us posted, will you? All right, my friends, that's going to do it for this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, visit a couple of websites. TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. Big news awaits you there, and it is updated on a daily basis. If it's big news in Texas, it's big news in the United States. Also, check out the Chris Salcedo Show's home on the web, ChrisSalcedo.com. Two shows, one for radio in the morning on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the United States. The other show is on Newsmax TV every single afternoon, Monday through Friday, from 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we, the people. See ya.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.